Mike at Main Street's Market and Cafe. I'm delighted to see all of you. I'm Ellen Schmidt. Most of you know me, I think. Anyway, I'm really happy to be here tonight. We have great features in Kate Chadbourne and Cooper and Keneally. And we have Wendy Wolfberg, who's going to be accompanied by Woody Carpinella. And they'll be on at 7:45, and then Kate, and then Cooper and Keneally. But we have a huge list of performers, and we do have room for all of you. That's why we're starting early and ending late. So everybody will get on. And I'm so grateful to Ira Grauman, who's at the board. Please give him a hand. And then also thank you to Paul Beck and Dan Tappan, who are doing a great job, and they're working hard. And then I'm so lucky to have John McClain as guest host, because you all know he does a fantastic job. And and again, a lot of great open mic performers. And thank you so much for everything and your patience and so forth. I want to tell you that we can't pass the hat or a basket in this venue, but what you are welcome to do is put something in here at any point along the way. This all goes to the featured artists, and I'm sure John will be reminding you of that. But it's right here. You just can walk right up at some point and put something in, and that's what will happen. Okay, thank you. All right, John Shockey. Yeah. So our first performer tonight is our guest host, who will then take over for all the open mic duties. And that's John McClain, who plays harmonica and mandolin and guitar. And he'll tell you about a gig that he has coming up day after tomorrow, right here. With it'll be a threesome, so he'll tell you about that. Please welcome John McClain.
I do. I've got a plug for you. Thank you, Ellen. Whoop. We live, Ira? No, I'm always trying to get out, run away from you, Ira. You want me to move over? No. Hello, hello, there we go. I sense that we are electronified. Well, hello, everybody. We're gonna have a lot of fun tonight. I'll be introducing most of you. I'll introduce the features in the mini. I will just say right now, we all need to be up, ready to go. So as soon as someone steps away from the mic, if you're next, you should be stepping up. Because if you don't, I'll start using a cattle prod on you. It's not a pretty sight. And I would like to remind you that three guys, which is me and Jerry Ryan and Alan Roskovitz, will be here Wednesday night for an April Fool's show. And you can figure out why the three of us are going to be here for an April Fool's show. Probably doesn't take much thinking, but we're looking forward to doing it. And we thank Ellen for giving us the opportunity to do that. And I'm going to start off tonight with one of my songs that I wrote. On April the 5th of this year, it will be the fifth anniversary of the Big Branch mining disaster, which was the single biggest disaster in West Virginia mining history. 29 people died there that day. Burkton is the name of the song, which is the town nearest to that mine. Come all you good people, I'll tell you a story about West Buckgod, Virginia, the Big Branch Mine. Dark, deadly day, all but forgotten, but for those whose lives are frozen in time. I'll never go back to the town of Burton, where I used to live, where I used to pray. Too many graves with names too familiar. 29 miners died there that day. Was a cold April morning, the mine fan not working. Fact well known to Big Gary May, superintendent of Big Branch Production. Gary knew well how to best earn his pay. I'll never go back to the town of Berkeley where I used to live, where I used to pray. Too many graves with names too familiar. 29 miners died there that day. Gary, he worked for an outfit called Massey. Ronald L. Blankenship, CEO, with threats to the miners and two sets of safety books. Gary and Ronnie kept the coal on the go. I'll never go back to the town of Berkeley where I used to live, where I used to pray. Names too familiar. 29 miners died there that day. Coal dust and methane, a most deadly mixture. When the mine's just not cleared by a hard-working fan, good men paid the price of that deadly evasion. April the 5th, 2010. Who mourns for the widows? Who mourns for their children? Lives full shattered by the blast in that mine. Men are all buried. Mine shaft is shuttered. Ronnie B. has paid off his fine. I'll never go back to the town of Berkeley where I used to live, where I used to pray. Too many graves with names too familiar. 29 miners died there that day. All right, thank you very much. Thank you. I'll do it. I'll do it from up here. So I'm going to do my first introduction from right up here.